Welcome to the Reimagine Your Family podcast, episode 5. After 17 years of creating and leading businesses, teams, and projects worldwide, I discovered the formula for creating closeness, connection, and a feeling of belonging in my business, my team, and my family. Imagine a world where we all feel supported to live our best lives and to be the best that each one of us can be. Imagine having the kind of support system in place for you, your friends, your family, and the people that you work with where this is possible. Imagine being able to experience a sense of family, in the best sense of that word, everywhere that's important to us, so that our longing to be seen, supported, and encouraged is met no matter what. Just imagine feeling this way in our workplaces, in our businesses, and in our teams so that we're developing our best life. And while we're doing it, we've got people around us that are cheering for us and that have our backs. This is the first spiritual podcast that shows normal people like you and me how to apply the principles of family systems, spirituality, and working with energy to create a sense of closeness and family in your business, on your team, and at home, so that you finally have the support systems in place that creates true and lasting success for you, your family, and your work. This is the Reimagine Your Family podcast. Enjoy the show. Hi, everybody. Trace Hobson here. I'm the host of the Reimagine Your Family podcast. I want to welcome you here to episode number 5. This conversation that we have today is just an incredible opportunity for you to understand what the really simple, small components are in creating a conscious conversation. Now, a conscious conversation is distinctly different than any other kind of conversation because it taps into a deeper energetic conversation that our lives are having with us. And in this call, we talk about what it's like to have conversations like this and why they're important. You see, I believe that our lives are always talking to us. They're having a conversation that has no words. This comes out in our body, it comes out in our relationships, and it also comes out in our work. Now, in order for us to be able to hear the conversation that has no words, we've got to be able to slow down and be present and actually notice what's going on underneath the surface. Because if we want to achieve our best lives and have relationships with people that are meaningful, we need to be able to learn how to have a conscious conversation. That's what this episode is all about. Welcome to episode 5, and I trust that you're going to enjoy the show.
Every week, mom coaches dad on how to get on Zoom and how to turn the camera on. It's actually part of the, it's part of why I come to this call.
Okay, you're not finished yet.
I'm finished.
Secret says start video.
The instructions are the same every week, too.
Now, what you want to do is hit the green button to make it big.
I hope I'm around when you're 75, buddy.
Dude, I am with you. I love you. I have nothing but humility saying what I'm saying. I know I'm heading for where you are. Believe me. I get it. I used to think it was freaking hilarious to talk about, you know, as you get older and stuff. I'm like,
You started to catch up to
payback. Payback's a bitch. Okay, everybody take a deep breath. Do what dad just did. Grandpa just took a deep breath. Everybody take a deep breath. And just notice how it feels to feel to get to be together. And just notice the way it feels in your body. And notice your thoughts and your feelings, and then take another deep breath just to acknowledge all of the things that are going on inside of you as you are here being present with yourself and with us. So whenever we do this, this is the beginning of a conscious conversation. I've been thinking about having conscious conversations with people and what that means compared to having sort of, you know, an unconscious conversation. I've had enough unconscious conversations with people to know what that's like. So I wanted to focus today a little bit on what it means to have a conscious conversation and why it's important. So as you slow down and you get present, just take a moment and check in with yourself, with your body, and answer the question, what becomes possible for you when you have a conscious conversation compared to those times when you're a little more unconscious? What becomes possible for you when you take a deep breath and you're conscious? Another way of asking that is, who do you get to be when you're conscious?
I get to be myself and I listen better.
There's such a distinct difference between the two ideas. I can't say I've really given it a lot of thought before, but just in the realization that it's so true. A lot of the time we'll be wandering around doing little jobs, what a task or working at your desk or whatever the case might be. And your thoughts are kind of random. Like they're here, there, and everywhere. I kind of like it like that at times. It gives me the variety that I really like. But, you know, don't seem to make a lot of headway that way. So I find a good conscious thought, it really centers me. It's kind of like a preparation that should I be fortunate enough to have someone to talk to, it isn't just random thoughts, or it's specific. Usually I find that conversations are me asking questions, but if I'm centered, that question can be of value. It isn't just random, or it tends to give me substance, reality. I really like being centered.
I believe that life is having a conversation with us all the time if we're willing to slow down and listen. And when you get centered, it gives you access to powerful questions, right? That's what I hear you saying.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. It allows for more than just one person in the conversation.
I feel like I'm really kind of embodying this kind of shift right now, like in my life. And, you know, it really allows a certain degree of intentionality versus reactivity. Rather than just reacting to all of these messages that are being spoken, I'm actually slowing down enough to being intentional about how I want to respond. A really good example of like one of the messages is Walt's been telling me for months that he's struggling with my busyness, and I tend to do what Dad's talking about and kind of check out when he's around and take for granted his presence. And I'm not actually being intentional and connecting with him and prioritizing him. And we got into a fight this week because of that. And rather than like hear the message, hear this overarching message of I'm too busy, I'm taking on too much, I was reacting to, well, why can't you just hold space for me right now? Can't you see I'm struggling? Can't you see this is hard for me? You know, and the truth of the matter was I needed to make some changes. I needed to shift how I showed up in my own life. And he was just one part of that message. And I wasn't listening because I was reacting, right? So as soon as I like slowed down and took some space to think about all of the different areas and myself and my self-care and how they're all speaking to me about the same thing, it's a theme. It's like, hello, you know, so it's like this intentionality comes where I can choose. I can be like, oh, okay, this is not the theme I want for my life. I want it to be different.
I'm curious, what did you have to let go of to embrace that intentionality?
Two things that popped into my head is one that I don't get to just be reactive and check out. I have to actually take responsibility for the design of my life and the relationships in my life instead of it expecting everybody just to accommodate.
Yeah, I really appreciate the powerful way that you're talking about this. Just to simplify for me, I kind of categorize this in three life systems that are always talking to me. The first one is my body. The second one is my relationships. And the third one is my work. And those three areas always are trying to have an energetic conversation with me, a systemic conversation with me, if I'm willing to listen to it. But I find the same way as you. My first knee-jerk reaction has often been, well, it's a reaction. It's I react and try to solve the problem, fix it, push it off, get rid of it. And it always, when I do that, it always creates more messages.
Until they start blaring at you.
Exactly right. So let's just take a moment now and just, again, check in with yourself and get centered the way that feels right for you. Yeah, that's for me too, Sarah. Like a sip of coffee, that's going to do that for me. I'm going to... And just take a deep breath and get centered in whatever way feels right for you. And if you want to, close your eyes and be with what we've been talking about so far, with having a conscious conversation. And as you check in with yourself and check in with your body, all you need to do that is just to take a deep breath. And to ask your body to share with you, what are the ingredients of a conscious conversation that are important for me? And then just take a couple of breaths to just listen to what your heart says and what your gut says and what your mind says about those ingredients that are important. Like if we were going to share with somebody what your body is sharing with you in bullet points, what are the words or feelings that are ingredients to have a conscious conversation? And if you want to just take a moment to list those words, you can. We're just going to sit here for a few moments and take the time we need. What are some of the words or bullet points that would be the ingredients of a conscious conversation for you?
Honesty.
Honesty. For me, being present is a pretty important first step.
For me, I mean, it kind of goes along with Dad with the honesty, but it's also kind of acknowledging where I'm at on that continuum of awareness. With a little bit of gentleness.
Yeah, that's really important. Really, really important. Like having a conversation with somebody, you can be brutally honest. And what comes out of it is the brutality. The honesty doesn't matter that much, you know. Mm-hmm. And having an honest conversation with somebody about a delicate subject is... It's a delicate situation and it needs, you need to be respectful of it. Mm-hmm.
This may seem a little bit weird, but I feel like it doesn't have to be a two-way street. Like I have some unconscious people sometimes in my life and I'm kind of realizing that that shouldn't or doesn't have to affect my consciousness.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I've been pretty superficial about my endeavor with the rocks. It's painful. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. And it's been having a conversation with me since November. I took on something that was hugely major. And my indomitable spirit, my stubbornness, to work through it, it's come to a realization that I think this is going to be the last large task I take on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be gentle with myself. Well, I wanted a front yard. I wanted a front yard, and the only way we could afford it is if I did it, which was silly. I'll be really pleased when it's finished. But sometimes that stubbornness gets me in trouble. It's hard for me to let go of things.
That's a good thing for me.
So this is a new endeavor for me to let go of something. It's going to be hard and I don't like it.
How might it be serving you?
I wouldn't be so tired and so much in pain.
I wonder if it would also create space for other people to come and help.
Yeah, actually, you could actually take on a disciple, a rock moving disciple. She's right there. Her name's Sarah Hobson. She's ready to go.
I was just thinking that. I would come help you move rocks. I'd totally help you move. How big are these rocks? Like boulders? I can do it.
Sarah, you say all the right things.
To give you closure to what I was saying, this is something that obviously God has been talking to me since November. And in the middle of the night when I wake up, I will be pondering it.
Yeah, I think the ingredient that you brought for a conscious conversation that I think is probably the second most powerful ingredient, and that is listening. You said that you listen better when you have a conscious conversation, when you're present. And I think that that's what I found as well, is when I slow down and I'm present, the next part is that in the conversation, I'm not the one talking, I'm the one listening first. You know, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you're listening, you know? So I really appreciate that about you as well, Mom. What's something that you appreciate about your grandmother, Sarah?
I appreciate learning about my grandma, and I appreciate that determination. Like, I was tired when I was camping. Like, Michael is a crazy bushman, and I was tired, and he's like, yeah, let's make a fire pit. I was like, okay. He's like, and the rocks are big. They're heavy. And I was like, thank you. And I was like, I was so proud of myself. I dug out like a pretty big rock. It was like that big, and I couldn't lift it. So I just like pushed it. And I was like, yeah, I'm like doing what grandma does. So I appreciate that. I don't know. The more we talk, like the more I learn about you, you're an actual human person. Like, you know, you're more than just my grandma.
Thank you.
What about you, Dad? What's one thing that you appreciate about your wife?
I don't have enough time to tell you. This is a card that I found for your mother on Mother's Day. To my wonderful wife, who is stunning, fabulous, amazing, awesome, stylish, smart, sophisticated, and most of all, she's married to me. I think with my dear wife, everything starts with honesty. She works from her heart, always, no matter what. I have benefited from that for going on 53 years.
So as you listen to all of that and you really breathe and take it in, what do you notice is happening for you right now, Mom?
I love affirmation, but I have trouble getting it through the wall to really latch on and take effect. I have to make a conscious effort to allow it past my defenses.
And what happens when you let it pass your defenses?
I don't know. It hasn't gotten through there yet. If I be honest. Smidgens. And smidgens feel good.
What you're sharing actually has a huge impact on everybody else, not because it's about just you, but because we all deal with the same challenges and struggles that you're dealing with too.
That's amazing.
And not only do we deal with it here with each other, but it's also a representation of what's going on in every other area of our life too. Right? Like, I know exactly what it feels like to shut down, to disconnect, to not want to go that far because I feel vulnerable and scared about what it is that people might say or do or think or what I might have to let go of. I don't feel comfortable doing that. So when you're sharing about what you're sharing about, it actually is ministering and speaking to the whole group, because I know systemically that I'm connecting with it. And I, so show of hands, everybody else that can relate to what grandma's sharing about, right? We all are getting that higher frequency of information that has something that's wanting to kind of express to us in the conversation with no words, is doing it right now through what you're experiencing. And it's also ministering to us too.
Thank you, son.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love you, Mom.
I love you too. I just felt I was supposed to share it. I didn't realize everyone else felt the same way.
Right? It is, isn't it?
I'm not alone.
Right. What happens to the cloud when you realize that?
Oh, it just goes away.
It does, doesn't it? I'm so grateful for you, Mom. You know, that you're willing to put yourself out there the way you do. It's, you know, you're not just pushing, you're pushing rocks around all the time, right? Like, not just.
Boy, that's a beast.
Yeah, you got a rock head right beside you. You got one right here. I love what Dad said about you coming from your heart. You're always coming from your heart. So thank you for being willing to be a vehicle for that in this call today, for a vehicle for a conscious conversation. And that's really the difference, right? We all have superficial conversations that, you know, but the whole intention of this call is that we would have a conscious conversation and then experience the freedom that comes in our lives as a result. So at the end of this call, what I'm taking away today is?
You don't have to do it alone.
Gratitude for my family.
That I'm not the only one that checks out when I'm on the hot seat.
Gratitude.
Yeah, I feel thankful and appreciative. I'm taking appreciation away today. Yeah, I really appreciate how powerful it is to have a conscious conversation with you guys. Thank you. All right. We're back in the swing of things. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Is this what you do? What is that? A circle? It's like a weird circle. Oh, that's a heart. Oh, it's a heart.
Yay.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
See you next week.
Hey, everybody, Trace Hobson here. And if you are new to our podcast, then you might have missed the opportunity to join our private podcast Facebook group. This is a group that so many of our members are loving. This private community is where you can go to ask deeper questions about the episodes and also receive additional bonus materials for you and your whole family system. This is where we pull back the curtain and show you what we do as a family to create conscious conversations and meaningful meetings so that you can do the exact same thing in your family as well. And we show you how to do it all in the context of working from the inside out of your family system. And to help you get started with this, we've created a free gift that celebrates the launch of our new podcast and the Facebook group, and that also helps you to begin a transformation in your life and the relationships in your family all at the same time. And when you join the private Facebook community, you're going to receive the release of this resource right after the launch of our new podcast series on May the 15th. So click on the Facebook link in the show notes of this episode, and then you'll be able to join the group and receive this incredible resource so that we can get started today. Thank you so much.